Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says the tariff relief measures announced late last month will help stabilize agriculture while trade negotiations continue with China. Secretary Perdue says this is a temporary solution to the problem.
This obviously is a short-term solution that will give President Trump time to work on a long-term trade policy and deal to benefit agriculture, as well as all sectors of the American economy. Unfortunately, America's hardworking agricultural producers have been untreated fairly by illegal trading practices by China and other nations for a while and have taken a disproportionate hit when it comes to illegal retaliatory tariffs.
Secretary Perdue says the program should provide enough assistance to cover the damage being caused by Chinese tariffs.
The Department of Agriculture will be authorizing up to $12 billion in programs, which is directly in line with the estimated $11 billion impact of illegal tariffs on agriculture. These programs will help agricultural producers meet the cost of disrupted markets resulting from the illegal retaliation.
He says the first measure is a market facilitation program, which will provide some assistance pretty soon.
We'll provide payments incrementally to soybeans, sorghum, corn, wheat, cotton, dairy, and hog producers to help manage disruptive markets, deal with commodity surplus, and expand new markets.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer's different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Secretary Perdue says the second measure is the Food Purchase and Distribution Program.
We'll purchase a surplus of affected commodities like fruits, nuts, rice, legumes, beef, pork, milk for distribution to food banks, and other nutritious programs.
He adds the final measure is a Trade Promotion Program.
To assist in conjunction with the private sector in developing new export markets on behalf of producers. All of these programs are currently authorized under the Commodity Credit Corporation Charter Act, better known as the CCC, and will be administered by the USDA, as well as other options that USDA may employ as well.
The Department of Agriculture is continuing to work out all the details about how the program will be administered to begin to provide some assistance to farmers in Kentucky and other states around the country. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.